Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our last lesson and this lesson today, we're focusing upon the church in Antioch of Syria. Now, there's a reason for that. We're interested in restoring the New Testament church. The church of which you read in the New Testament, friend, is the right church, because that's the one the Lord promised to build. That's the one that he did established on that rock that he is the Son of God. That's the church that he is going to save, Paul says in Ephesians 5:23. That's the kingdom that's going to be delivered to the Father when the Lord Jesus comes again, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 24. And we read about this church in many congregations of the church throughout the world in the first century. And of course they had their problems and their difficulties. We're not interested, obviously, in restoring problems, but we see how problems are met and how things are corrected, and we see how the church is supposed to be, because we are revealed here in the New Testament the things that are acceptable and pleasing according to God's pattern for the church. It's not left up to man to decide about these things in the church, except those things that are matters of opinion. But it's not a matter of opinion concerning the structure of the church, the work of the church, the worship of the church, the mission of the church. Dear friend, the Lord established his church, and men come along later and establish their denominations, but when you establish the Lord's church, you do that by preaching the Word of God. Preaching the Word of God will never establish a human church and a human denomination. Now, in our last lesson, we studied one of the characteristics of the church in Antioch of Syria, and that was that that church was a benevolent-minded church. When it heard of those that were in need, it took action on the part of the members there in Antioch to send relief for the benefit of those who were in physical distress. Well, that shows what was pleasing in the sight of God, and that shows one of the characteristics that should be of the Lord's church today. But we also see that the church in Antioch was a mission-minded church, and by that we simply mean that they realized their primary mission was the sending of the gospel around the world to the lost. You know, Jesus gave the apostles the commission, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be condemned." Well, in Acts chapter 14, listen to these words. This tells us about the church in Antioch. "And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come, and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, and they abode long time with the disciples." Now, what does this tell us? The church in Antioch had sent Paul and Barnabas, being called by the Holy Spirit, to go forward and preach the gospel of Christ. This is what they did. This was their center. This was that which they sponsored them as they went forward from one place to another in preaching the gospel of Christ. Dear friend, it ought to be obvious to us that no church can fulfill its purpose for existence without works in the work of spreading the gospel message. This is the primary work of the church. And it's be degraded that many congregations today, they don't emphasize that as much as they ought. They've been sidetracked, leading themselves into, recreation and secular education and social activities and playground provisions and a lot of other irrelevant matters. One main reason for having a strong local church is so that church can and will take the gospel elsewhere, near and far. Churches that just sort of keep house or major in the minors, providing trivia, they've missed the mark somewhere or another. There's no separation from evangelizing the world and preaching the gospel, because preaching the gospel is evangelizing the world. Antioch was once a mission field itself. No church was there. Preaching the gospel brought it into existence. Winning souls became the purpose for its existence. In 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, we read that the church of the living God is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is that which upholds, supports, and spreads the truth by which we are saved. The church is not simply for association. It's not some kind of social club. It is God's people, and we belong to the church because we've obeyed the gospel to be saved. For churches to involve themselves in unauthorized activities and simply cater to the satisfaction of their own so-called happiness and good times, that's to display a lack of concern and a misunderstanding of the reason the Lord Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood in order that the church might be purchased, Acts chapter 20. We read how that the Apostle Paul told the elders in Ephesus, the church was purchased by the blood of Christ. Now, some people say the church doesn't matter. Well, that's to say that the blood of Christ doesn't matter. I know the value that the Lord placed upon the church. He died for it. And we also see that it was not only busy in spreading the gospel, but the Antioch church was concerned for itself, and the emphasis upon teaching and edifying itself, building itself up in knowledge and spiritual strength. You see, friend, becoming a Christian is essential, but that's just the beginning. Being a Christian must follow thereafter. Faithfulness is required of the child of God. The church that does not grow spiritually in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, as the Apostle Peter admonished, will soon be lost to the cause of Christ. Now, Antioch had an impressive number of teachers. They were not just a staff to provide fun and games for the members. They were there to edify the church and build it up. Acts 13 tells us that now there were in the church there at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manium, and which also had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, that was Saul of Tarsus. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others. Now, the church at Antioch, they didn't know anything about this so-called clergy and laity stuff that you read about in human churches. They didn't have a professional staff. Every Christian was a servant of Christ, and each one busied themselves to teach others and to one another. The religion of Christ, friend, you see, that's a taught religion, according to John chapter 6. And the church is an educational institution, and it is to educate people in the will of the Lord. Any church that neglects its teaching program invites weakness, and that's a forerunner to digression and apostasy. Friend, nobody can lead the church astray where the members know the will of the Lord. Now, somewhere along the line of history, the church in Antioch fell away. As far as I know, there's no church that exists there today, a church that's faithful to God and patterned after the New Testament church. It's the failure of edification that's the root of such tragedies of apostasy. Churches grow strong and remain strong by a good, strong, diligent teaching program. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11, Paul said, Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Every member should lend his support to every effort made to edify the church. Well, we want to look at one other thing briefly. The Antioch church was determined to stand for the truth. They were zealous for the truth. They were jealous for the truth. Error was not tolerated to pollute that congregation, at least not at this time. Yes, problems arose in the church due to false teaching of some who came from Jerusalem who taught that it was necessary to continue to obey certain commandments peculiar to the law of Moses. And this caused no small stir when Paul and others had to withstand those teachers. Galatians chapter 2 shows how even the Apostle Paul and Barnabas were carried away temporarily with such teaching. Knowing that a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump, 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 6, Paul would not surrender the truth. He held to the truth, and the church did not shy away from facing the issues of error, and a proper solution was reached. Now, those brethren could have said, as sometimes people say today when the problems arise, well, just leave it alone. It'll just go away. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Let's keep the peace. Let's don't create any strife. Friend, correcting error does not create strife. It is tried to solve the strife. You see, the church in Antioch loved the Lord. They loved the church. They loved the truth. The lost and the saved need to realize that error does not just go away. They wanted peace, but not at the price of compromising the truth of God. They knew that peace and unity can only be enjoyed when truth is upheld among faithful brethren. Well, it's to the credit of the church in Antioch that they met their problems. They defeated their problems with a hearty application of thus saith the Lord. Yes, they opposed error. That's one of the things that ought to characterize the Lord's church of our day. There's so much religious error. People are so uninformed about the teaching of the Bible, and they've been taught that one thing is just as good as another so long as you're honest and sincere, that you just follow anything that you want and God will be pleased. Friend, that's not so. People ought not be misled that way, but they are. And that's the reason there's so much religious error in the world. Well, if we're going to be the church that God approves, we're going to oppose that error, and we're going to replace that error with the truth. Yes, there are several characteristics and qualities of the church in Antioch that we need in churches today. That church was founded by the preaching of the gospel of Christ. That's what the gospel of Christ produces. It was a church that was benevolent-minded, and it was a church that was busy in spreading the gospel elsewhere. And it was strong because it edified itself with continued preaching and teaching among the brethren. And it withstood error and stood for the truth. Here is the biblical demonstration, friend, of what a local church ought to be. This is the goal and the continued purpose it should be of every local church. And by doing this, God will be glorified, souls will be saved, including our own. This is A Burning Fire. Jim Boyd is your speaker. Until next time.